snicket.
Ugh.
I don't know. I wanted to say something.
That's fine. It's different. I liked it. It's just...
I like that show.
I can't get on board for that show, and I don't know why, because the second... The Neil Patrick Harris version is pretty good.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris is the bomb. That guy's great. Ian, have you watched on the... I think it was on Hulu. They've got the... A British home baking show featuring Mary Berry?
Yeah.
We started watching that last night.
I feel like I've watched an episode or two. I don't know how I felt about it, though.
There is a goth woman as, like, the host, who I'm pretty sure is just the goth dude from the other show, or it's his twin sister.
Oh.
Like, they are both really manly-looking women.
It's the Netflix?
Might have been,
is that what I you said, or Hulu?
On, I thought it was Hulu. I thought it was on Hulu.
Oh, look. I don't know. I'm trying to watch some things. I finally finished The Umbrella Academy. Finally watched Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
No, I'm starting to watch the, do you watch any of Jon Favreau's show on Netflix, The Chef Show?
I have not watched that yet.
It's, I was entertained. He and he was eating some sandwiches with Bill Burr. Oh, listen to those two talk about sandwiches. You would have thought it was the best experience of their entire lives. It was crazy. Where on this Wikipedia does it tell me what this guy does? Here we go. I just didn't scroll down far enough. He doesn't do anything.
You know what they need? What they need to do on that show, apparently, is get George Wendt eating beans.
Okay, here we go.
Good to open the channel?
I think so.
I am immortal. I have inside me blood of kings.
Why are you on a Highlander kick again?
I have no rivals. I'm still trying to power my way through the TV show.
Yeah, I don't think he gave off his Highlander kick.
Sure.
Turns out there's a lot of episodes of that show.
Yeah, that is true. I never watched them. I watched, you know, three or four of them. That's about it.
Yeah, they're not good.
Which one, the TV series?
Yeah.
I remember that vaguely. I think I feel like I watched a bunch of episodes. Who was his sidekick? Like Richie Ryan or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an okay show. Wait, was that an okay show? It doesn't hold up, does it?
No. It's not good.
Nobody's really watching, by the way. The channel's been open for like 30, 40 seconds.
Show's canceled. Nobody's coming. Everybody's off, already hammered for the fourth.
I was waiting to see who was going to join first, but...
I think it was Samurai.
No, your brother was on earlier. So,
did you get to see him when you were in Ohio?
I did.
Oh, good.
They talked about Puzzle Quest.
Quite a bit.
That doesn't seem unreasonable. I just thought it was funny because Ray was like, oh, hey, by the way, if you're on here, going to Ohio. He's like tomorrow Thursday? And Ray's like, yep. He's like, yeah. Thanks for the heads up. Let me look at the script to make sure everything is in order. So that I can participate in the show.
Man, I'm holding off saying that the channel is open. Wait, there we go, Tencent.
Wow.
Finally joined.
And then immediately Grinch.
Yeah. Yes. Tencent or Tensoon? It's probably Tensoon.
It's got to be Talos.
Talos? Okay.
I've never actually said my moniker at all.
I was wondering what was rare about that. Angry Salad.
Rare about what?
Grinch posted a picture.
Oh.
It's Angry Salad in PvP.
Oh.
We have three news events? I didn't need to open those.
Kind of. The one's a little retro because, you know, right. The Alliance event got announced after the last show and it's done now. So.
Still have to mention it a little bit.
Yeah, it was fun.
This is not week 200. Or at least it's not episode 200.
Yeah, we're past week 200.
We're going to podcast like it's 199.
Donkey teeth. The episodes only count if I'm in them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they only count when you're in them, then we're at what, 50?
I miss two episodes a year.
That's Grinch. Two a year? I think it's more than that. You miss two like one in a month. Not that long ago.
One time.
Yeah, and that was after BlizzCon. But wait, did we miss anything for BlizzCon? I don't remember.
Didn't we do it early?
Or did we might have done it early.
I don't remember.
That was the one thing that my brother and I talked about over the weekend was the fact that what we were talking about maybe doing like a, you know, history of Puzzle Warriors 3 for our 200th episode, like doing some sort of, you know,
so like a
flashback.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. But but his point he brought up was we don't even remember, like, from week to week what we talked about in the previous show, let alone right. 200 episodes.
Yeah, no, I don't remember which part of this you didn't understand when I said you go back through all these clips and Ian and I don't do anything. Man, that's just not catching on. All I know is when we started, there were a whole lot less characters.
Seriously. Too many 4 stars. They got to do something about those guys.
Oh, the supercuts. Those were great. All right, it's 12:45 in the a.m. It's time for perspectives. Ready to get going?
I'm good.
I'm Zeering.
Greatest and oldest nemesis, but yes.
All right. Let me settle into my squeaky chair. True believers, welcome to the 199th episode, but this ain't one, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. You like that? The world's foremost listener interactive podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Cass 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Say hello, kids.
Hello, kids.
Yay.
What up?
I did it once. There you go.
Yeah, no, I let Ray do it this time. That was excellent. Okay. I need a break.
This is the week of the 3rd. Happy birthday, Marika, to the 10th of July, 2019. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Black Thanos. Tomorrow, Purple Hawk Guy. Friday, Yellow Star-Lord. Saturday, Purple Electra. Sunday, Purple Gambit. A whole lot of purple. Monday, the Blue Angel. Tuesday, Blue Black Panther. And Wednesday is Red Magneto. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! The Titans. On the 27th, we had, I don't know, which one's 4-star Spider-Man? Is that Infinity War?
Correct.
Yeah, that happened. How'd that go for you?
Poorly.
Uh-oh.
Not having any red makes it very difficult.
Oh, that would make it very difficult.
Yep, I only have one level of red, so it wasn't easy to win, so I gave up pretty quickly.
All right.
I didn't, it wasn't great. I can't imagine Ian's going to have a very good time because I lost the first time I tried. I jumped in there. I could not get any red. Eventually I got red, but I fired it after dodging some. So a bunch of web tiles had disappeared. It was bad timing on my part. And don't underestimate the Ant-Man. He just, he crushed me. But then the next time I'm like, all right, I'm saving up my green until I get the red. Fire off green.
Flip, flip, pow!
Fill the board with web tiles, and then plat, he was done.
Yeah, punch to the face.
Yeah.
On the 2nd was Peter Porker versus Peter Porker in an all-porker battle, because he's going to porker. This one, I think I had to play it 9-10 times before I won.
What?
Yeah.
No way, really?
Oh my god, it was brutal.
Ah.
Yeah.
Their Parker had more hit points than mine. Like, every time I would fire a power, they instantly had enough AP every single time to wipe out my countdown tiles, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And not a fun time. And you have him at 2-1-2. Mine is now a 1-3-3. He wasn't when I beat him. I got a cover right afterwards.
Yeah, I also got a cover after I played it. So.
Okay. But yeah, it was rough. At that level, I was able to pull it off on the 5th try.
Yeah.
So, it won't be fun, Ian.
No, I was great. It went well for me.
What?
What? I got another cover from... so, it didn't go great. Because I was at 2-0-0. I got that cover from the event. So, then he was at a 2-1. So, I took him up to level 80 or 90, however high you can get him with 3 covers, put a couple boosts on him, and it just, you know, I kept my purple high enough that whenever he tried to do his blue, I could just eat up his countdown tiles, and I got off 1 or 2 lucky yellows that kept him, like, stunned, and I just kept up with the match damage, and I took me 3 tries.
Wow.
Yep.
That is...
I checked in with the Reddits. and it said, you know, it can be done at level 70. So, you know, hang in there. And I took some advice and gave it a try. And then I hung out with the Reddits for too long. So I started dishing out downvotes because that's all I do when I'm on Reddit. I occasionally give out an upvote. But I was reading something. Someone was like, hey, does anybody know any three-star teams that can help me get past Hydro Man and Molten Man? And, like, the second comment was, well, this isn't a three-star. And I was like, if I had 10 downvotes, I would give all 10 of them to you. Hey, can you help me with the... No, I can't, but I can't not say anything. So that drove me crazy. But anyway, I won, and it was nice.
Yeah, that's unexpected. Congratulations. Good job.
Yeah, it was a good Spider-Man day all around. And then to discover he was voiced by John Mulaney, that really made my day. It was a tough fight, but I think I must have gotten pretty lucky.
All right. Coming up number next, I think, is Spider-Gwen.
Donkey Teeth disappointed there was no Thwitha Pow. So I had to throw it in there. But that's Iron Spider. That's not... Anyway. Spider-Gwen, eh? Oh, and she's going up against Miles?
Yeah. So if you can just prevent him from going invisible, grab up some red, you should be A-okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Punch him in the teeth.
Yeah, the problem is Miles, I have a new respect for Miles. All of these, in the new event, all the one-on-one fights, I've been winning them with Miles. I look at who I'm have to face, I'm like, oh, they don't have AoE. Miles it is. I will go invisible until I get enough AP to just clobber you.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. What one was it? It was Green Goblin was one of the first ones. And, yeah, he just slaughtered every character I threw up against him until I picked Miles, and then it was no problem.
Hmm.
So I have a newfound respect for the boy, and not looking forward to trying to beat him with Spider-Gwen.
All right, very good. What else got? Storyland, we got Unstable Double ISO 8 coming up. That'll get you 3 Lokis, a Peggy, and top 200 folks get this brand new Mysterio guy.
Oh.
Yeah. And then you get your shield trading going on featuring Mysterio, Peggy, Invisible Woman, and Elektra. So, Ian, you got the Peggy, the Invisible Woman, and the Elektra.
Yes. Yes to all of that. Elektra's a maybe. I'll have to look into that.
Oh.
I'll check later in the show.
Okay. PvP land right now, it's Oops All Berries. I mean, Oops All Spideys, where you play Spidey and Spidey and more Spideys. That'll get you a Spidey. A Bishop, the CP, top folks are Black Panther. And then it is Cap. That'll be followed up by First Avenger, which gets you Super Soldier and King of Wakanda. And then Mysterio and Beast for your rewards there.
I don't know what an Oops All Berries is. Is that something I should know?
Yeah, that was a Captain Crunch flavor.
What? Like Crunch Berries with only berries?
Yeah, it's Oops All Berries.
Is that the best flavor ever, or is that too much of a good thing?
I've never eaten it.
Okay.
I have seen it.
Okay.
Let's talk about the new event that happened we didn't know was coming until, you know, it was upon us.
It was so awesome.
We had a new Alliance event, which I always love those.
Not over a holiday weekend. Before, it was fantastic.
Amazing.
That's like my dream come true. I was like, I want to do anything else on a holiday weekend than grind through an Alliance event. And they were like, how about before then? I was like, great. My life is empty. I could do that.
So this was the battle at the Basilica, where you joined up with some spider folks and took down some guy made out of lava and some guy made out of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're in this next movie.
Hydro and or Molten Man?
Sure.
Sometimes both of them?
Yeah, sometimes. So these had some mentioned. I found that Hydro Man and Molten Man did almost no points of damage ever. Did you guys have the same experience?
Who did what now?
I found that the two bosses were incredibly easy to beat and didn't do anything.
Yep.
Nope. Every wrecking machines.
Every now and then they would heal themselves, but other than that, I had no issues.
At level 8, they were burning up my guys a little bit.
Huh.
Less than a lot of bosses, but again, the healing was not over the top, so I wasn't too angry about that either. Because usually, too much healing, and then I get cranky, and then I can't participate. But this time. And all for some reason, Hulkbuster has always boosted during Alliance events. And I was like, sweet. If I can't think of anything on my own and don't feel like getting on the internet, I can just get red.
So the awards there, you got some Blades, you got Infinity War Spidey, and some Latest Legends tokens. Shout out to the Alliance. We got through all 8 rounds, so that was nice.
Sweet. Good job, everybody.
The Alliance rewards were Loki, and Peggy.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Those were good. I like those those covers. That was good times. It featured, Storm, Back in Black, Peter Parker, a dead Iron Man for some reason, Captain America, and Captain America. For Starland, it was Black Cat, Infinity War, Hulkbuster, Fury, Miles, Spider-Gwen, Venom, and Venom.
What's a dead Iron Man?
Well, Iron Man's, should be dead in this continuity, so he shouldn't be around to help Spider-Man. Spider-Man's in Europe on his trip. Tony Stark's dead by then.
I think you just got banned from the channel, dude. Sorry.
All right.
It says very clearly at the top. Spoilers anywhere on this server will get you banned.
I think everyone's seen that movie by now.
Samurai, do your job. Get him out of here.
But fun event. Hopefully they'll run it again.
I'm sure they will.
Hey, we got this new Mysterio guy. The first thing that makes me sad is he's listed as a hero. That makes me sad.
Maybe he's turned his life around.
Yeah. So he's a 4-star. He is purple, blue, and yellow. Purple from Thin Air for 7 AP. Turn Mysterio invisible for 2 turns and create 2 blue trap tiles that deal 180 damage when matched or destroyed. If Mysterio is invisible, these trap tiles deal 271 damage instead. As you go up in levels, you get more trap tiles. They do more damage. All right, excitement yawn.
Yeah, sorry.
His blue power is called For My Next Trick. At the start of this turn, if Mysterio is 8 or more blue, convert 5 blue into yellow, and then deal 90 damage to the highest level enemy. If he still has 5 or more blue after converting that blue, stun the target for a turn. That does more damage, 2 turns of stun, and then at top level, it's more damage, and you only need 4 or more blue. So that's really hard to, you'd have to get a big pile of blue all at once.
Yeah.
To have that stun kick in. I mean, you'd have to have more than 10 in one turn. 10 or more. His last power is called the Pledge. Mysterio places a 4-turn countdown tile. When this is on the board, making a yellow match generates purple instead. When this countdown goes off, steal a burst of health from a random enemy and ally. That amount of heal goes up as you level. It never gets absurd. At level 5, we're talking 1,500 health. But he's stealing it from one of your teammates, so that's not so nice of him.
And it's on every yellow match. Interesting.
When the countdown goes off, you get the healing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yellow matches generate purple instead.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yellow makes purple. Blue makes yellow. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey.
No.
No.
Nope. Nope. Stop.
Whiskey makes my baby. It's a little bit frisky. recruiting Mysterio, that starts tomorrow. There's the shield training going down. Again, you're going to need Invisible Woman, Elektra, and Peggy. There is the Heroes for Hire for that, 7,000 hero points, which contains an Invisible Woman and Elektra, a bunch of elite tokens. Mysterio and Friends Limited Vault, also, that's starting on the 7th, runs to the 12th, 80 items in there, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, a random Mysterio, and 2 random 4-star covers. That could be Sue, Elektra, or Peggy. So you can get Mysterio as a unstable ASO 8 reward in the shield training, in the Web Wonder story event, which also starts on the 7th, which I didn't mention earlier, and in the Smoke and Mirrors versus tournament, which is Mysterio's tournament, which also runs from the 7th to the 10th. So there you go, Mysterio. He does not seem super impressive out the gate here.
No, not incredibly. I can't even think of a way that he would be, would work really well with someone. I don't know. But he does go invisible, so he's got that going for him.
Doesn't he stun as well?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So does anybody know, does Jake wear the fishbowl in the movie? I'm kind of curious, because in the game, he's got the fishbowl head, but...
I hope so.
I would hope so as well. I have yet to see a clip where he does, and... Marvel likes to show off their actors.
Right. I was going to say, you don't shell out Jake Gyllenhaal money to make him wear a fishbowl on his head.
Well, he doesn't wear it all the time, but he's got to put it on, for some battles.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why why they have him as a hero. Mysterio is not really a hero kind of guy.
Maybe he turned his life around. Why can't you be happy for him for once?
He can't do the heel turn into a baby face. That's just not going to happen.
He could.
Nope. Don't like it. Number next. Oh, hey, costumes, and more costumes.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Yeah, so I think we talked about that Loki costume, which I forgot about.
Right.
There was this Private Rogers costume, which I thought was pretty sweet looking. That came out on the 1st. You can make your super soldier get the kind of costume from kind of the first Avenger movie. That was what, $6? Something like
that? Yeah, $5.99.
That got you the costume and 3 super soldier covers, one of each color. And then Tuesday, we had the stealth suit Spider-Man.
Yeah,
not to be confused with black suit Spider-Man. It's a different black suit Spider-Man.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like a tactical suit Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it kind of does.
I like
it. Did you see Into the Spider-Verse? He's got a lot of suits in that basement.
He did have a lot of suits in that basement. Spoilers, Ian. Jerk. Banned. So that started yesterday, where you can buy that costume that runs at 7. That was $14.99. That gets you the costume and 3 classic Spider-Man covers and 2,100 hero points. So if you're digging the costumes, there's a few more for you to get. I like the Private Roger ones, I think, the best. I like that one. I think it looks pretty sweet.
Like the best of all of them? Or the best of the
reason? Well, of these 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the Spider one the best. I definitely like the Cap one as well, though. Good job.
All right, hey, it's the return of Superhero Showdown. Bracket number 2.
All right.
So this is week 1. Here in the Enea Kanta Kai Enagon, we have, are you ready, people? The ever-popular Stingray versus Why Don't You Slide?
Or who just wins? Just slide. Just slide.
Uh-huh.
So I got Slide in this one. He's fantastic. Yeah. He is a talented chemical engineer.
Is he some kind of chemical super freak?
I think he's just a chemical freak.
Ah. Oh.
But he has developed a super suit. That's really stretching it. But his suit, I don't think it secretes. I think it's just covered in a non-stick chemical that prevents friction. And this includes having this chemical on his feet, hence slide. He will slide his way into or out of any trouble that you can imagine. I don't know.
This is slide with a Y, which makes it cooler.
Yeah.
True.
But my first question was, how does he pick up the suit to put it on?
Well, it does have strategic points that are not covered in the chemical, like the palms of his hands. So as he's sliding, he actually uses his hands to guide himself around. So I don't know much about my competitor here. However, I'm going to slide around the ring like you can't imagine and, I don't know, punch you. He doesn't actually have any offensive powers. It actually says that he doesn't use any weapons, although he was known to bluff enemies by using toy weapons. So I'm going to pull out my Nerf pistol and scare the bejesus out of you for half a second.
All right. That's good. So I was checking out Walter Newell, the world's leading... The world's leading oceanographer. Who went on to become the Stingray and help out many an underwater mission and worked both with and against Namor.
Woo!
At several times.
Imperious Rex!
I was definitely nervous because I was checking this guy out as well, and I was like, oh, well, what abilities and powers does he have? And they seemed very similar to yours at first. My abilities were, I'm an oceanographer. And I'm an engineer. And my strength was normal human. And I was like, this is wacky. But then I saw my suit. And I made a much better choice of suits than you did, son. My suit offers me superhuman strength, superhuman durability. I get a potent electrical blast. And I can, well, probably not in the water. But I can also glide when not in the water.
Ooh.
So, and I got a little... communication device. So eventually, feel like you're
though.
Going.
Do you get really upset if somebody puts their thumb in your butthole?
T- Too soon. No, but I feel like if you make any offensive moves towards me, I feel like I have a potent electrical blast to take you down.
I think Donkey Teeth captured what we're all thinking by saying, wow, just wow.
Sorry, I just made myself, that's really funny right there.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
All right, I don't know. Can you get me, though? I'm sliding all around the, what is it?
You are. You're very fast, and I'm gliding to try to keep up, but I will eventually, unless you can deflect the electricity with that chemical.
It just slides off, man.
I mean, we could just both power down our super suits and have an engineering battle.
There you go. I might win.
So you could craft the better Doomsday weapon.
Well, we already know that Stingray makes better suits.
That's true. That's true. Well, there you all have right. it. Yeah, everybody. Stingray. Walter Newell the Stingray versus Slide.
Jalome, what's his name? Jalome Beecher?
I don't know.
I think it's Beecher.
It is.
So anyway, people, you vote. You tell Ray how you like it. And we'll have a winner next week.
No, just tell me who wins.
Yeah.
More. How do you like it? How do you like it?
Yeah. Ray will spray you with that slidey stuff and if you vote for Stingray.
Alright, moving on.
Anyway, I believe this is Stingray has superhuman strength and superhuman durability because of his suit. Sorry, someone asked. I wanted to...
Alright. Are we doing... what are we doing? 16 competitors? 8 brackets of 2? How many do we want to do this time?
Oh, I don't know. I copied the bracket over, so I assumed it was going to be the same.
Great, yeah, how many was
same,
that?
Same. Look at our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
It was 32 total, 16. We start with 16 combats.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. Week one done. There you go. Sorry, Ian, now you're committed to this show for like another like 30 weeks.
Oh, my God. That's the best news I've had all day. You get a double excitement yawn for that.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, neater?
That did not help at all, but fortunately, I had an infographic to guide me. So let's talk about Domino, which I hope you were referencing.
I don't know. I thought he was referencing Doc Ock. That's all I
did, too.
No. Domino's name is Nina.
Oh.
So I guess I should have maybe emphasized Nina.
You should have not used something we use for someone else?
Probably.
Well, let's see if I can talk about things that she may or may not do, because I don't remember any of them. Green, red, black. For 7 green AP, you can enter the fray. Destroy 6 random... Nope, how about 15 random non-black basic tiles? Okay. Doesn't generate AP. That's always important. let's see what Knock 'em Down does. Deals 755... Let's see. Destroys half the black tiles on the board, dealing 755 for each tile destroyed. Does not generate AP. And not just luck. This is black passive. Each time a new tile has a 100% higher chance of being a black tile. She seems wacky but ineffective. But I like her mechanics. Is there not a good way to use this person? I feel like her ability to potentially make a lot of black tiles should be useful. Can you pair her with Cloak and Dagger, who can definitely make more black tiles and just cover the board in black tiles somehow?
You could.
Thus making Knock Them Down like a slightly lesser proportional punch, devastating your enemy.
Yeah. Or as Tensoon chimes in, Vulture. You want all that black for Vulture.
Oh, sure.
You don't even need that much black for Vulture.
Yeah, but you're never going to run out.
That is true.
He will be airborne forever. That sounds good. Yeah, I mean...
Do you want to live forever?
Man, the Highlander references just don't stop.
I know. Man, it's crazy.
I don't know. Like, at first glance, I thought she was 355, but I feel like you could really use that green to eliminate non-black tiles, and then they'll have a 100% higher chance of being a black tile and potentially making red more effective. So let's go 4-5-4. Yes!
Always I go with the ever popular 4-4-5.
Always trying to work the fours in. That's interesting.
I do. I am. It's a big jump.
Ian is powering the super popular 0-0-1.
I mean, I know how to build them. I got a lot of 4 stars to catch up on, dude. There's just so many.
Yeah.
I only open one legendary token a week on this show.
So Samurai said she works surprisingly well with X-Force Wolverine and X-Force Deadpool. First off, yes, she does. But secondly, how is that surprising? She should be made to work with those two. And it
seems
like
she works well with her legendary X-Force teammates.
Right. Yeah.
That's cool. Her name is Domino X-Force.
This is true.
In case there's a 5-star Domino or 3-star Domino on the way, we'll be able to distinguish them.
I hope not.
Well, we need more 3-stars and more 2-stars.
But not Dominoes.
Why not?
Ugh.
She seems
so many
okay.
Other characters.
She pairs well with X-Force Wolverine and X-Force Deadpool.
All right. There you go.
So that's what's always Sunny in Xandar. Domino. She's okay.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, a lot of comments this week.
Holy smokes.
First, let's start with Zoot Zax over on the D3 forum. He said that he had to agree that Winter Soldier was the best of the MCU. I like how they basically told the type of story which could have stood on its own in a non-MCU film and then added the superheroes later rather than just tell a more-by-the-numbers superhero story. Kept the team small enough that you could devote a lot of screen time to Steve, Natasha, and Sam. So, yeah, there you go. He agrees. He also said, looking forward to another robot winning the superhero showdown.
Nope, there will be no robots.
DDG222, Wagon Bat. Sent me a message saying that Team Up Time 2-star discussion, he used to use Magneto Storm, Stormito, but he was learned up on the MPQ is Life group on Facebook and was told that the best 2-star team is Ms. Marvel, Magneto, and Hawkeye, because you can use Marvel's yellow to generate team up, Magneto to generate the blue, and you can make a match 5 pretty much all the time to fire off Hawkeye's speed shot.
Speed shot.
Yeah. So there you go. That sounds like a good team.
How's Miss Marvel coming into play again?
Her yellow. Her yellow generates a ton of team-up tiles, and if you use it a couple of times, you're almost guaranteed to make a match 5.
Oh, okay. All right. We're just trying to make as many match 5s as possible to make Hawkeye do stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And then when that goes off, well, you win.
Right. That makes me just want to throw Hawkeye in there with Stormnito. As you know, he'd be a great third.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a much better idea. Sorry, I was thinking about that because I had, I don't remember why or what was going on with my 2-stars because I don't cycle them the way Craig cycles them. I only have one helping of each 2-star. And, but now that you can bank all those covers, I was like, oh yeah, Ray mentioned, you know, that I should be doing this. So I took Storm from level 15 to, I think she had like 35 or 37 covers saved on her. Oh, it was so exciting to watch it, you know, ring through all those prizes.
Wow.
And then, you know, I was like, oh, I'm not using her. Oh, I am using her. And I have, you know, 3 Mohawk covers to boot. So I'm going to go add those. And yeah, it was real good. Real good times. I really like the cover saving. Continue.
All right. So D-Wing, I guess he posted first on the Reddit. Because he's up at the top. He said, Ian makes his wisdom check for the don't pick characters live vote. All right. Crash, Power Man was barely slowed down. Farrakhnid, I like that name. He has him at 5-3-2 and 1 on his first try. I left that in because Farrakhnid.
I don't know what that's a reference of.
Iron Spider. It's a iron fair.
Yeah.
Farrakhnid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
He also said, I agree with Ray and Craig regarding ending of Infinity War as an actual ending rather than just a tune in next time. And also, during the Xandar section, he said, Ian correctly guessed way more original characters for those powers than I would have expected.
I have technically been playing this game for many years. Don't let the apathy fool you.
He said the team up time intro is solid gold. Thanks. I'll have to remember what I did.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm pretty sure I took your voice and like added echo and reverb and stuff
oh,
to
nice.
Team up time. So
Oh, right. Man. Poor synergy segment.
Nope. It's team-up time.
Featuring Ray.
He also said that he did have that Fats Domino song on 45. I'm sure that that was a song that Craig was singing.
That was the clue for this week.
Okay. And
what's Fats Domino?
Yeah.
Domino, yeah.
He said, I can't find the radio dial frequency for WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm irrationally irritated by the fact that it might not exist. I'm pretty sure it never existed, so sorry. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Said, first, I am sorry the movie segment ended up feeling like such a chore. I'll take the blame for that since it was my suggestion. I still think it was a good suggestion. It's just... arguing with Craig is a chore.
it really is.
It's just you guys are wrong, and then we're moving on.
He also said he's about 5 weeks from his 5-year anniversary, so his 311 Taskmaster could use some extra covers. And like D-Wing said, impressed by how many powers Ian got right the first time. Team-up time, he said he's used all three of the characters discussed to supplement Stormito. Who did we discuss? Marvel, Thor, and Hawkeye, I think. He said the most solid argument for using Marvel is that it provides a complete rainbow. The most solid argument for Thor is that it's a team capable of being near Winfinite. You use Magneto's purple to generate blue and red, blue to stun and AoE, and yellow's Thor to generate green, and Storm's green and Magneto's red to generate AP. Interesting. That's not the way we had suggested.
Yeah. I only because a 2-star battle doesn't go that deep.
That's true. Generally not that long of a fight. But I guess if you're in 2-star land trying to complete like PvP or something.
Yeah. That's I like that clarification.
He also said, like Craig, I concur that Hella Gritty turns out to be an incredibly fun team. And his Hella is only at 325, and it's still fun, so.
Yeah, I like that name, too. Hella Gritty.
Dex1138 said, if you're looking for actual play RPG podcasts, let me recommend Androids and Aliens, which is a sci-fi D&D kind of thing, and The Adventure Zone is a 5th edition D&D game. And then Samurai also suggests Film Reroll instead. They apparently it's using GURPS. So there you go. There's some live role-playing that you can listen to or watch. Perandiac said you should skip episode 201 just to mess with people. I didn't know if that was a reference or just a, I don't know, just a troll. he had a comment on Geek and Sundry, the Wesley Crusher channel. Every time I tune in, he's there with his punchable face and not playing D&D.
That's true stories.
He also said, and I have to mention this, Crossbones, he needs to be a 5-star villain in MPQ. That's right.
Oh, good Lord.
Bold.
And Holy Timed Clap. And yes, I left that comment in because I did not edit last week's clap.
Nice. Is that the week that Ian complained about how I timed it?
That's very possible.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, it was dead on. Well, not dead on, but it was really close. You could hear two claps, but it was close. And finally, D-Wing supplemental, as always, Craig speaks and the devs respond.
Ooh.
So he then posted a picture, which is of Jessica Drew. And if you look at the title of the node, it was Lady Hydra. Spider-Woman, yeah. Lady Hydra. So
there you go.
You called it. I think Craig called it first, but we all agreed.
I don't know. I thought Ian mentioned that she was in Hydra.
Was it? Well, in any case, D-Wing was giving you credit, so.
Great. I'm awesome.
Slippery slope.
All right, that's all we got for the listener comments. Thanks for everyone for sending something in. Appreciate it. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. See if we can screw this up again. So
we
can complain. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
want to pump
you up.
You up. That was perfect. I loved it.
It was much better than Cats.
I'll watch it again and again.
That's right.
Let's see what's going on with this one. We'll try to keep it trim because I think it's still the spider folks that are boosted. But I'll for people playing with 3-star characters, myself included. Beast is boosted, so his green AoE will have even more effect. And the healing you get from the yellow, which is also pretty good, will be even better. Deadpool, the original. Whales will do more damage as long as you don't use the maximum whales, which already does comic amounts of damage.
All the damage. That's true.
Yeah, Red's percentile based.
Wait, speaking of which, did you see that the Japanese are hunting whales again?
Yeah.
I did.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, everybody's favorite Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan. She's boosted. She's awesome. Her green, good amount of AoE. That'll get a nice boost. Her other two abilities are nope. And the burst of healing? That should go up. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll do more healing.
Yeah.
Classic Spider-Man, the 3-star version. His gigantic yellow punch, depending on how many people you still have around. That's good times. And the projectiles that he makes. Enjoy. Thanos. Oh, Thanos. The damage he does when you down an enemy to everybody else should see a significant increase. His other two abilities are good, but I don't remember them off the top of my head because he's not someone I work in to, a 3 team other than to blow people up with his court death. So experiment with him on your own. Maybe he'll come up later in a different portion of this segment. Let's see what else we got. All right, the spider people are all still boosted. So Ray's new best friend, Miles Morales, still boosted. When he comes out of his hide-and-seek, he'll do more damage, and his Venom Blast does more damage. The soon-to-crash Spider-Gwen, her giant cherry bomb, will just wreck people. And her health, when she plays the drums, will increase. The currently crashing Peter Porker, very odd little character, but I feel like if that countdown tile for his blue ever goes off, which I've never seen it do, probably does damage. He'll probably do more. And I think one of the 4 effects of Into the Spider-Verse is damage. So that might be increased as well. We already know that proportional punch for Infinity War Spider-Man does potentially an unlimited amount of damage or, whatever the number is times... How many tiles are in this game?
64.
64? Nice. And Spider-Woman, her System Shock, does some okay damage. And that's it. Those are the 4 stars. We are still steeped in the Spider-Verse and Spider-Woman. They're all boosted. Let's see what Samurai says during Samurai Says. He says, use Kamala Khan. She's good. Let's see. Yeah, all the 3 stars, Kamala Khan, Thanos, and then your choice of either Beast or Deadpool. Her yellow healing will help to alleviate some of the pain that court death will put on you. And both Beast and Deadpool have a pretty cheap ability that will trigger her healing. And then you can just beat them down with her giant stretchy punch. So there you go. There's a little 3-star advice in the Samurai corner. Kamala Khan, Thanos, and, I don't know, let's say Beast or Deadpool. Oh, he recommends Luke Cage also. Even though he's not boosted, use him anyway. He's great.
He is.
And that's Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
Has anybody used Miles and Iron Spider together? I'm thinking the two of them together could just, like, put out so many web tiles that it would be ridiculous.
Infinity War Spider-Man, so many web tiles.
Again, once they broke Venom, I could care less how many web tiles are on the board.
I'm quite sure that's true. But you could, Miles could go invisible, and Infinity War Spider-Man could just dodge everything. It could be just a wrecking team. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, they should totally fix Venom. All right.
Good point, Ray.
Let's GTL. It's team up time with Ray.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
The synergy segment featuring Ray.
Team up time. Team up time.
This week.
Do it, Doug.
On the synergy segment. So this week, the team that I want to talk about is for all the newcomers to the game. That's right. I'm going way back to a one-star team. It's probably the only one-star team I'm going to mention. But we start...
Seriously, I didn't even know you needed a one-star team.
Well, you know, when you're starting out and you've got maybe some one-stars champed, but you don't have, you know, a good working two-star team yet, it's nice to have a team that covers the rainbow and works well together.
I use a one-star team every day.
Well, that may be true, but really it's going to be like Spider-Man and Juggernaut, right?
Yes, yes, and?
I don't know, Venom?
Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Well, again, for the purpose of this segment, I don't doubt that you do that every day. I feel like Ray is going to try to enlighten us on, you know, some little bits of synergy, not just taking the best three one-star characters and being like, team, done!
I find that just works.
Now, while that is true, that's what I was going for, and this is a team that I used when I started out. I think it was like some of the first three characters that you get. It covers the rainbow, and in my mind, they work decently well together. And the team is Iron Man, Storm, and Black Widow. Now, here's why.
Yeah.
Now, Black Widow is just great because her blue is one of the best stunning powers. And it's
like a week and a half.
It's
that's how long they're stunned.
You can stun somebody for five turns and the rest of the team for a turn.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's amazing. Like, people collect her at 0-5 because she only has two powers just to give her her five level of her Widow's Sting as team-ups. Like, she is a really, really good character, especially as a one-star. And her purple, even though it costs a ridiculous amount of AP to use, it does gain
weight. What else are you going to do with the purple?
Right. You got nothing else to do. Just use it to steal. Storm is good at generating AP with her green. It gives you some board shake as well. It's a nice way of getting AP at that level. Her Hailstorm black, which, yeah, whatever. It's a little bit more damage. It's like, it's not much damage.
What else are you going to do with the black? But you might as well use the Hailstorm.
Exactly.
It does ditch its worth of damage.
But your real damage is going to be coming from Iron Man. Now, he does a really good amount of damage with his blue, but you're not going to be using his blue because you're going to be stunning everybody with Black Widow. So he's going to be a 5-5-3. You're really going to get a lot of your damage from the red. And like I said, Storm can get red from her lightning strike. His yellow is good as well because it can throw out projectiles, but you have the...
And does damage.
But you have the choice of using either his yellow or Storm's yellow if you want to destroy team-up tiles for some reason. Give you a little bit more board shake. Depends on the situation. I normally go with the Iron Man yellow. So you're going to want Iron Man at 5-5-3, Storm at 5-3-5, and Black Widow at 5-5 because she's, again, a two-powered character. I can't imagine giving her a third power. Her two powers are really good. I think she's worth it, even though you can only get her up to, what, level 40 because of that?
I believe so. Correct.
So if you're starting out, try and get them. You're going to get covers for them right off the bat. And I used them for the Deadpool Daily for a very long time. A very long time. Probably up until Spider-Man became the number one
right.
star. So it's a solid team. So there's my recommendation. The synergy of these three characters, they're covering the rainbow and doing a good job for one stars.
Nice.
I don't remember Thanks. Who the sponsor is.
Ray? Oh, Unify.
Unify. There you go.
All right, Ian, you got the Steam open.
You know it.
Well, let's open some tokens.
Okay. I'm going to poke her in her big bald head, see what kind of four star I can't generate today. Man. When I'm trying to get someone champed, getting a cover for them is the hardest thing in the world. As soon as I champ them, man, it's just cover city. That is a bunch of fiddle battle. It was actually Heroes for Hire, but still, Power Man.
Man, her eyes are really blue in that art.
Quick, poke one out.
I'm gonna poke two of them. I got two tokens to burn here. First one is a Jean Grey, all new Jean Grey. Oh, the second one's a purple one. Oh, hey, that's a Pepper Potts.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's my first Pepper Potts. Let me spend 1,000 hero points to recruit that Pepper Potts. And Jean Grey got to level 300, which gave me another token, so let's just blow that one too. Why not? That got me a four-star endgame Thanos. Yeah, he kind of sucks, but that brings him up to a 3-3-4.
Ooh.
So nice disbursement of powers on him so far. All right, Ray, what you got?
I'm going to poke her in the blue shiny eyeball and get a 4-star. It is a 4-star Talos. Took me a while. Talos is just how you pronounce that. So, yeah, there you go. Do I have him champed yet? Yes, I do. That'll take him up to a 274. That's kind of uneventful, but...
Yeah, but it was a...
That's what I got.
Wait, you do have him champed or you do not?
I do. Level 274.
All right. So I got bored while you guys were doing this and I opened a heroic 10-pack.
Okay.
You know, it's those spare heroic 10-packs that Ian has laying around.
I did. I had one. It's been pretty good. I got two 4-stars out of it. I got one Dazzler and one Magic.
Ooh, Dazzler.
Yeah. Then I got a bunch of 3-stars and only a very limited... I was shocked at how few... Oh, they're in my roster. I can look back now and see how I actually did. Yeah, I only got two 2-stars. All the rest were 3-stars and 4-stars. I'm pleased.
Wow.
And Magic was not a character I had prior to right now, so... Oh.
Have you guys gotten Storm yet?
I do have her. I think at a 0-2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I have not.
Now that's back to being the only character I don't have, so no Storms.
I currently have every single character, so yay me.
Nice. Thanks to the original, the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
All right, let's talk about the ever-dwindling podcast network with the three best shows on the air. It's called the soon-to-be-named network because the title of Profane Argument Puzzle Warriors 3 and longboxheroes.com was already taken. So you can check out any of those three shows on the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Or you could catch an archive of any of the many, 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 many canceled shows on our network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Sorry, I got to hang with Joe a little bit this weekend, so he brought me up to speed on the state of the network.
Yeah, and I heard he hassled you guys about Prodigal Sons again, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
No,
I think I'm good.
Not really.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, shoot them a Ray's way, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. You can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some July 4th swag, or go to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, he's the Quizmaster of 72, Whooping Cough Lane. Good night, everybody.
Don't know what that means.
Bye, friends.
Good night.